How many prisoners should any one prison cell? In Ireland, just under half of Irish prisoners have a cell to themselves, and new prisons are supposed to have one cell for every prisoner under European rules. But in Cork, where a new prison is being planned, prisoners will still have to double up. Father Peter McVerry of the Jesuit Centre is very critical, and he's on the phone now. Father McVerry, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin.
The Department of Justice, in response to your criticism, say, given the current number of prisoners in custody, 4,233 as of yesterday, the Irish Prison Service is not in a position to provide single-cell accommodation to all prisoners. It should be borne in mind that in some cases, prisoners are housed together for reasons other than lack of capacity. Family members, friends and co-accused prisoners often elect or are assigned a shared cell. What would you have to say to that?
Well, first, I'd welcome the building of a new prison. Cork Prison is the worst prison in the system at the moment, and very much welcome it. However, it's one thing to have to double up prisoners in a case where there is a spike in prison numbers. However, what we're planning here is to have double cell occupancy. This prison is going to be used for the next 100 years at least, and we're building into the system double cell occupancy. The Mountjoy prison, which was the worst prison in the system, has been refurbished. Two of the landings now have been completed. It's single cell occupancy, and it's a totally different prison. It's going to become the model prison in the system. The prison officers will tell you it is a much, much more pleasant atmosphere to work in. The prisoners will tell you it's a much more pleasant place to live. The level of aggression and violence on those landings has dropped dramatically to almost nothing. So I think building into the system double cell occupancy is a retrograde step.
The Justice Department also say that the new cells in Cork will all have full cell in sanitation. They will have showering facilities, will be fully compliant with the standards for double occupancy as set down by the Inspector of Prisons.
Can you imagine? I mean, that's very welcome. But can you imagine two people living in a cell together? Two people usually not of their own choice. Living in a cell together. I mean,
they're not in prison of their own choice either.
Their companion in the cell is not of their own choice. Sometimes two people find it very hard to live in a house together. But can you imagine two people living in a cell 17 hours a day together? It creates a level of apprehension, a level of unpleasantness that I think can only lead to problems within the prison system. I think we should be planning to have single cell occupancy, and where it may be unfortunately necessary to double up, then we double up. But let's not plan for double cell occupancy.
Father Peter McVerry, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. Almost 2 minutes to 9.